31st of December 1966, the day my world fell apart. I was just 21 years old, you just a mere 22 years. It all started on Saturday 12th of February 1963, when I first spotted you, driving across the dance floor. Our eyes met and I felt our hearts collide. I knew straight away it was love at first sight. I knew you were the one for me, I wanted to keep you forever. As you glided over to me, your pearly white teeth flashing, my heart melted and my palms started sweating. The butterflies in my stomach began. And then you asked me for a dance. Of course, I stuttered nervously. And so off we went. Every Saturday from then, we would go for our weekly dance. It felt like we were the only two on the dance floor. My eyes were never focused on anything but you. On the eve of the 21st of November, as we were watching the Rolling Stones, you dropped down onto your knee and popped the question. It was so beautiful, so romantic. The wedding was amazing. It truly was the best day of my life. New Year's Eve of 66, there we were, grooving our stuff, when the clock struck 12. The whole town erupted with excitement and cheers. Downstairs was where the party was at. So you grabbed me with your big strong hands and we raced down the crowded stairway. But suddenly, I lost grip of your hand. As more and more people crowded on the stairs, I looked down, but I could just see your pain-inflicted face. I screamed your name. Joseph! I cried, reaching out for you. I clasped my hand to my mouth in shock. I could feel the sick coming up my throat as I watched you disappear under the footsteps. People were screaming and crying, but my ears were just numb. I blocked everything out. My eyes were transfixed on your body. I froze on the spot. My head began to spin. This could not be happening to my beautiful husband. My beautiful, strong husband. When the ambulance arrived 10 minutes later, I stood there in shock, the tears streaming down my face. And now, 46 years later, as I stand here, watching the hall be torn down, I've got goosebumps as I remember that night. All the memories we had there, all gone. Everything's gone. I have nothing now. I still can't believe you're gone. It still haunts me to this day. I'd do anything to have you back in my arms. I miss you more and more every day. I'll never forget you. Joseph Bryan Peer, rest in peace. I love you so much.